More relief aid is arriving in Mozambique as that country struggles to rescue thousands of people stranded by widespread flooding. Many have been stuck in trees or on rooftops for several days. Weeks of rain have washed away roads, vast areas of cropland, and entire villages. The official death toll stands at 200, but relief groups expect that number to rise considerably. Mozambique's president estimated today that some 1 million people have been displaced by the flooding. NPR's Kenneth Walker visited the area of Chokwe, northwest of the capital, Maputo, and has this report.
A group of volunteers from the organization World Relief set out in a motorized raft to look for people stranded by the floodwaters. 30 minutes into the search, the motor is cut so one of the volunteers can call out to any possible survivors.
Okwe!
Hardly audible at first come the voices of children shouting in the local Shangaan language, "We are here." 100 yards away, we find them, three young boys and their uncle shivering at the top of a tree which was mostly submerged. They climb down one by one into the boat. The boy's uncle, Francisco, explains they had been watching the family cattle on Sunday morning when a tremendous wall of water came crashing across the fields. He says they barely made it to the tree. Francisco says he tied the boys to the tree with vines to keep them from falling when they fell asleep. Since climbing the tree, Francisco says they had seen many bodies and cattle float by. Francisco has no idea what happened to his wife and three children since the floodwaters hit. As we pulled away, the three boys, aged 9, 11, and 12, hungrily tore into raw squash we brought along. The rescue boat proceeds a few minutes more before hearing the shouts of other children. About 100 yards away from the first tree, we find another three boys. They became stranded while looking for the first group of boys, who are their cousins. After rescuing them, the boat was nearly full and began to head back to high ground. One of the boys stopped us, saying he heard voices in the distance. About 200 yards away, we came upon three women and a year-old baby standing in a tree. They were brought into the boat, being careful not to disturb several rats and a large snake resting at the base of the tree. One of the women, Phyllis Mina, says they tried to escape the flood Sunday morning by climbing on the roof of a house, but the flood swept the house away and them along with it. They were able to grab the branches of the tree that became their home for 3 days. Phyllis Mina said the last time she saw her mother and three children, they were running behind her away from the floodwaters. Once the 11 survivors were delivered to high ground, Clive Culver, the president of World Relief, said today's rescues demonstrated the enormity of the problem.
All that tells me that there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to die if the waters get any higher this weekend, who desperately need to be rescued, who haven't got enough food to live on.
Back in Maputo, the response of the international community has been slow but seems to be picking up. Robert Loftus, the second in command at the American Embassy here, was on hand to greet U.S. Air Force deliveries of emergency supplies.
But you've got a tremendous number of people who are contributing. We're here, the British are here, the Portuguese, the Swedes, the Spanish, the Italians, the EU, the South Africans are doing a lot. You've got Malawi has sent a couple of helicopters in here. I mean, it really is a multinational effort from a lot of people.
Despite the late but growing international reaction, World Relief President Clive Culver thinks much more needs to be done.
This country could be rebuilt, but it will never make it on its own. It doesn't have the resource. If you and I do something, I think Mozambique could be different tomorrow. The people will work hard for it. If we don't, then I believe Mozambique's history.
Long before any rebuilding begins, many Mozambicans are still searching for those they call the tree people, those stranded slightly above the waters waiting for someone to help. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Maputo.